deceptions. Welcome to the war.
So Kamala Harris says she is for securing the border. It's one of the few policies she's let you know about. But you continue to hear stories like this with the 10-plus million illegal migrants, illegal aliens, criminal border crossers that the Biden-Harris administration have let in. She was the border czar. She did nothing. And not only do they let violent criminal border crossers into the country, they then give them light sentences when they commit violent crimes and release them back on the streets. This story is shocking. Clip one.
Corey Alvarez was arrested and charged with raping a 15-year-old disabled girl at a migrant hotel in Massachusetts. Alvarez was brought into the U.S. last year via the Biden administration's CHNV mass parole program for Haitians. Now, CHNV stands for Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, all countries we don't have a repatriation agreement with. And this controversial parole program, we're told he flew directly from Haiti to JFK Airport to New York City in June of 2023 and had listed a sponsor in New Jersey. Now, ICE has placed a detainer on him with local authorities. He has pleaded not guilty to the charges, but this program allows up to 30,000 people each month from these countries to fly into the U.S. and be granted 2 years of humanitarian parole, which allows them to apply to work here in the U.S. They are supposed to be vetted, guys, and have this sponsor in the U.S. The Biden administration considered this program a, quote, lawful pathway, and the recipients bypass the border entirely, flying over instead. Now, you see here, according to CBP data, the Biden administration has brought over 138,000 Haitians into the U.S. via this program since January of 2023. The program, of course, an effort to cut down on the high number of illegal crossings at the border. I've seen countless Haitians crossing illegally. We reached out, by the way, to DHS and CBP for comment, have not heard back. But it's important to note, again, this is not an individual that snuck into the U.S. He wasn't surrendering and apprehended and processed at the border. He flew straight in on this program. And it comes amid the chaos of what we're seeing.
Flying rapists in and letting them rape and getting them out of jail.
The capital there and control of armed gangs. Everyone's trying to get out. Now, finally, according to the local authorities, we will see Alvarez scheduled for a dangerousness hearing apparently on March 22nd next week. Guys?
You know, Griffin, my mind goes to what happened in Del Rio, because we had started to see them there break out into fights. There were stealing going on. The famous Whipgate started with one of the illegal migrants from Haiti stealing one of the other migrants' purse. And that's when the agents moved in on them. So are we concerned about the criminal element overall from that Del Rio bunch?
You put your finger on it, Lawrence. They are absolutely worried. Authorities are very worried because we have no way of vetting these individuals. Look at the chaos erupting in Haiti now. But to your point, going all the way back to the Haitian crisis under the bridge, Haitians have been trying to get out of Haiti for years because of the situation there. This isn't a new thing, the violence that we're seeing play out in the streets of Port-au-Prince now. And because we have so many Haitians waiting many times in border towns, just across from our border, they're waiting for the right time to come across. And this parole program, obviously, we showed you 138,000 in the last 15 months are getting to come here through this parole legal pathway program. And it's concerning that we could see violence coming with some of these individuals, particularly individuals like this man, Corey Alvarez, has been charged.
It is so frustrating. Yeah. Griff, thank you very much for updating.
So, this is just unheard of, folks. This shouldn't happen one time, where a illegal alien, a criminal border crosser, is flown into the country, flown in by the Biden administration, rapes somebody, and then gets released on bail. Shouldn't happen once. And then they have a hearing on dangerousness. Oh, is he a danger or not? Jeez. Millions of them, folks. But Kamala Harris is tough on the border.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Going to be like, how can, here's the challenge for a Kamala Harris supporter. Tell me why you're voting for Kamala Harris without mentioning her gender, her skin color, or Donald Trump. See if you can do it. See if you can do it. They just lie. Like Dan Goldman, this guy's been lying since he appeared on the scene a few years ago. A total anti-Trump hitman, Democrat in Congress, gets elected and immediately all he does is TV interviews lying about Donald Trump. A truly deranged individual. A truly sick individual. And he gets called out here by Bret Baier lying about the debate situation in clip 7.
If I'm Donald Trump, I understand why he doesn't want a debate. Kamala Harris is
prosecutor.
He said yes to
September 4th, September 10th, September 17th. He said yes to a lot of them. So it's not that he's obviously afraid to debate.
No. He had agreed to September 10th on ABC.
With Biden, who got pushed out.
What's the difference? Why should he not debate whoever the candidate is on September 10th as he agreed to? What is the difference between candidate Biden and candidate
it's fine.
Harris?
He said he would do it. I'm just saying he's also agreed to other debates. You said he hasn't agreed to others. He has. It's the Kamala Harris campaign that hasn't agreed on the other side.
Look at that dumbass's face. Put it back up. Yeah, just rewind it just like a second. You'll see. Yeah. He's like one of those fish in SpongeBob. It's like, what? You didn't expect somebody would call you out for your bullcrap? You didn't expect that somebody who you were talking to in cable news actually knew the truth? You thought you could just get up there and lie to the Fox News audience and nobody would hold you accountable? Or maybe you're just stupid. Maybe you really don't know the truth. Maybe Dan Goldman really has no clue what's going on. Hold on. I love the part, though. I want to play it again. I love the part where Bret Baier corrects him and he says, actually, Trump has agreed to 3 debates. No. Yeah. Play it again. This is too good. Play it again. So nice you won it twice.
If I'm Donald Trump, I understand why he doesn't want a debate. Kamala Harris is
prosecutor.
He said yes to
September 4th. September 10th, September 17th. He said yes to a lot of them. So it's not that he's obviously afraid to debate.
He had agreed to September 10th.
Biden,
all right, who got pushed out.
Take this dumbass down. God. You know, again, it's like the fish that can't even think. That are just like, that's Dan Goldman. It's just, I cannot, it just frustrates me so much. It's just like, can you imagine? And maybe it's the, I can't even think about the whole world, but can you imagine living in a country with a media that doesn't lie to you, with an entire political party that doesn't lie to you? Can you imagine it? It's like, can you imagine living in a country where we actually get common sense legislation? Can you imagine living in the constitutional republic as it's meant to be, with a government that's actually there to protect our rights and not trample on them and steal our money and start wars? It's not like it's impossible. It's not like it's impossible. I just want to live in a country where people like Dan Goldman don't exist in American politics. I just want to live in a country where people like Rachel Maddow don't exist in the media. I mean, I guess anybody can have a platform. Everybody's got free speech. It's like, get out of our way. Trump did it. Trump scared to debate Kamala. You just could, you absolute liar. You absolute lying scum. Trump accepted how many debates? Five debates? Six debates? He accepted three debates with Biden. The Democrats cooed Biden out. Then he accepted three debates with Harris. And Harris accepted one. So Trump's accepted six debates. And Goldman says Trump's afraid to debate. He won't debate. I mean, it's just like, get out. Just get, you are a liar. So that's what I'm saying. It's so frustrating. I just want to live in a country where liars don't rule over us. That's all. Is it really so hard? Is it really impossible? Where we don't live in a country full of liars? Running our country? I mean, just off base here, but it's the same thing. It's like, look at these liars. Roll clip 20 and then roll clip 11 for me. This is what I'm talking about. I can't imagine. It's like being in the fast lane and somebody's going 45 miles an hour. It's like, get out of the way. Just get out of the way. You don't belong in the fast lane. You're causing traffic. You don't know how to drive. You're rude. You're inconsiderate. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. Dan Goldman, get out of the way. Rachel Maddow, get out of the way. Get out of the way. Just get out of our way. Get out of humanity's way. Get out of America's way. Go ahead and play the clips.
I got infected about 2 weeks ago. It was my third infection, and I had been vaccinated and boosted a total of six times.
Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person.
I got infected about 2 weeks ago. It was my third infection, and I had been vaccinated and boosted a total of six times.
Get out of our way. Get out of our way. It's like, I don't know what's more frustrating, dealing with these people or the fact that people vote to put them in power and support them. It's crazy. It's just crazy. And it's just so frustrating that we do not have to live in a world like this. We don't. We just don't. And yet here we are. But, you know, speaking of the COVID nonsense, so you've got walls with the stolen valor. You've got walls with the pro-pedophile legislation. Look what he was doing in Minnesota during the pandemic. And this is crazy. And maybe we saw this before. I don't know. There was so much craziness during the pandemic. It's like, it all just kind of merged together, And maybe you just didn't necessarily isolate it and say, oh, that's Tim Walz or, oh, that's Gavin Newsom. Law enforcement fires paint projectile at residents on porch during curfew in Minneapolis. This is nuts. This was a Tim Walz policy, a curfew enforcement. This is insane. How can a man responsible for this level of government tyranny and violence against the people be anywhere near the White House? Look at this in clip three.
Look at this.
Giant police squads.
Go off! Go inside!
Get inside!
Get inside!
Get inside!
Get in your house now! Let's go!
Light him up!
Go inside now!
Get in the house!
Get in! Get in!
They're fucked for that, dude.
What?
Okay.
Light them up. People standing on their front porch in America. People standing on their front porch in Minnesota. Tim Walz authorizes the use of police force to enforce curfew. They send out hundreds of goon squads, police officers on the streets, and they say, light them up. That's Tim Walz. Not this smiling, creepy phony that you see on camera. It's a guy who protects pedophiles with legislation. It's a guy who bails on his military. It's a guy who bails on his fellow servicemen before they get deployed. It's a guy who authorizes police force to enforce curfew. That's the real Tim Walz. Not this weird, creepy, joker smiling guy when you see him on camera. Light them up. And so it's like, you don't want to relive this entire COVID nonsense, but you know, it is relevant considering what Tim Walz did as governor. How does it even make sense? So you, an American citizen, you're not free. You have to go home. You have to be in your house. You have to have curfew, but the police can run around on the streets. Crazy. That's the real Tim Walz. Tim Walz tells police to light them up if somebody's not in their house during curfew. Light them up. Oh, yeah. The Democrats are so anti-police until they need them for their lockdowns, until they need them for their tyranny, until they need them to go against the American people. Then they love the police. Then they'll dress them up in riot gear and say, light them up. That's insane. That's insane. I mean, I got this whole clip. I don't want to play the whole thing. It's 10 minutes. Here's a lady who was sentenced to 90 days in prison because she violated a curfew in clip four.
America needs to know my story concerning Governor Tim Walz and what he did to me, as well as so many other business owners in the state of Minnesota. So I'm a regular American, wife, mom, grandma, and very, very proud and thankful to be all of those things. I'm a hardworking business owner along with my husband for more than 30 years. We have owned and operated businesses and have always followed the law. I think the worst thing that has ever happened to me was when I was a teenager. I think I got a speeding ticket. Otherwise, you know, we're just law-abiding people like most Americans are. Of course, we all know, I will never forget the year 2020. When COVID happened, and in the state of Minnesota, my business was located in the state of Minnesota, southern Minnesota. It was a lovely wine and coffee bistro, and it had been in operation for.
So again, this clip goes on 10 minutes. Not gonna play the whole thing. It's a grandma runs a business. Tim Walz shut her business down and sent her to jail for 90 days. Who wants that as a vice president? Oh. An outright tyrant, Tim Walz. Yeah, let's go ahead with that next, shall we? Three Minneapolis police officers testify to the Minnesota Senate that Walz gave them the order to let rioters burn Minneapolis to the ground.
Testified at the Minnesota Senate today. The officers are all board members for the Minneapolis Police Federation. And as Esme Murphy reports, they offered up a scathing critique of government and police leaders during the riots following George Floyd's death.
That's not what we stand for.
Her voice shaking, Minneapolis Police Sergeant Anna Hedberg says during the riots, officers were abandoned by state, city, and department leaders.
To watch them go through that was so heartbreaking. To know that they could have died because we were not allowed to respond the way that we have been trained to respond.
During the riots, the officers were told they could not wear protective frog suits, but were still hit and injured with bottles, cement, and more. Sergeant Hedberg blamed state, city, and department leaders for the abandonment of the third precinct.
I heard the governor say, give it up. It wasn't directly to me, it was through a phone call. How the governor says, give up the precinct. I mean, that's demoralizing for this whole state.
And the three described a demoralized police force with dozens of officers planning to retire or quit.
I believe I speak for every Minneapolis cop when I tell you that I've never been more publicly humiliated.
They also described a city out of control.
The crime is rampant in Minneapolis right now.
So give it up. Just like he'll do to the United States of America, folks, he'll give it up. He'll let it fall. He'll let it collapse. He'll let it be conquered. But think about the juxtaposition. He sends out the police in full SWAT gear. And if you're not inside during curfew, he says, light them up. Shoot them. But then if you're burning Minneapolis to the ground, he says, give it up. So law enforcement to crack down on law-abiding, peaceful citizens. Law enforcement stands down when it comes to violent rioters. That's Tim Walz. That's insane that this is where we're at as a country. And so you just have to think about pragmatic solutions. And quite frankly, the easiest solution is voter IQ tests. Voter IQ tests or not allow women to vote. I mean, whatever it is, whatever leads to these Democrats like Tim Walz getting elected, it has to be stopped. It's just insane. Or the whole country is going to burn to the ground. The fact that anybody would elect Kamala Harris over Donald Trump, yeah, you're too stupid to vote. Stay home. Go play with Play-Doh. Go watch a Netflix show. Whatever it is you're into. Maybe you're smart enough to ride a bike. Maybe you can ride a bike. Go ride a bike. But if you're so dumb, you're going to vote for Kamala Harris over Donald Trump, you're too dumb to vote. Sorry. If you support Tim Walz, who uses the police against peaceful citizens for a curfew and says, light them up, and then when violent rioters are burning Minneapolis to the ground, he says, give it up, you're too stupid to vote, you're going to destroy the country. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry, I got a country to save. I got to make pragmatic decisions on how to do it. So yeah, we're probably going to need voter aptitude tests. We're probably going to need voter IQ tests. And we've got people that are too dumb to vote, clearly, that are voting and destroying our country. They vote for this. They're going to vote for it again, folks. And then there's the Stolen Valor. Here's a Stolen Valor hit piece running on Tim Walz now, clip 13.
Tim Walz wants to be a heartbeat away from Commander-in-Chief, but Tim Walz has lied about his military record for years.
He's used the rank that he never achieved in order to advance his political career.
Walz lied repeatedly about his rank.
Retired Command Sergeant Major.
Retired Command Sergeant Major.
Command Sergeant Major.
Retired Command Sergeant Major.
Walz lied about being in combat.
He can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war.
Walz dodged deployment by retiring when he knew his National Guard unit was going to Iraq.
Everybody knew they were going to train and go to Iraq. The warning order basically stated it, and 2 months later, after he knew it, that's when he retired.
Walz disparaged Minnesota National Guard soldiers.
The mayor said, I request the National Guard. We're going to have massively trained troops. No, you're going to have 19-year-olds who are cooks.
That same Minnesota National Guard that he disparaged, unlike Walz, served heroically in Iraq and Afghanistan. Tim Walz is not fit to be anywhere near the office of Commander-in-Chief. Tim Walz is guilty of stolen valor.
He abandoned us. You know, I mean, what the hell kind of leader does that?
From Western Lensman on X. Man, I'm just... Folks, I got no problem with a fair fight and losing a fair fight. I don't. I do not at all. I have no problem being challenged on my ideas, my logic, my reasoning. I am all for it. Truly, I'm all for that. But that is not where we're at. We're dealing with liars and cheats and thieves. That's what we're dealing with here. There's no equal playing field. There's no battle of ideas or logic or reasoning or policy. And again, can a Kamala Harris voter tell me why they're voting for Kamala Harris without mentioning her skin color, her gender, or Donald Trump? I highly doubt it. What are they going to say? Kamala Harris is against taxes on tips. Kamala Harris was the deciding vote on taxes on tips. Literally. Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking vote to let the IRS track workers' tips to be taxed. It was written into the bill. It was part of the Inflation Reduction Act to go after small-time payments on Venmo and other cash apps, to go after tips on service workers. It was a split vote. And Kamala Harris had the tie-breaking vote to send the IRS after you for small Venmo payments and service workers that get tipped. Literally, that was Kamala Harris's vote. She voted for taxes on tips. And now she's going to run? No taxes on tips. And the Democrat voter doesn't know. And the Democrat voter doesn't care. Oh, she's strong borders now. She was the border czar when there were more illegal border entries in 4 straight years. Well, we haven't completed the calendar year 2024 yet. Oh, okay. I'm sure border crossings might be down this year. Yeah. So the border czar Kamala Harris, 3 straight years of record illegal border crossings, and now she's running on strong borders, and the Democrat voter falls for it. You think these people should be allowed to vote if they're that stupid? Should somebody that's blind with no hands be allowed to drive a car? Do you think so? Do you think somebody that has no eyes and no arms should be allowed to drive a car? That's basically the equivalent of a Democrat voter voting in elections.
You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a 2-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time, to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already best sellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names. But they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You have the Nitric Boost. It's so good for your heart cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our Nitric Boost is sold out. They have their Nitric Boost. They even let us use their name Nitric Boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkovich and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. We were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
Networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
It has already gotten pretty nasty. I think people expected it to get nasty now that there is a new head of that Democratic ticket. It's the Vice President, Kamala Harris. You know, you've joked before that politics is way nastier than sports or the UFC. But what we're seeing, I mean, there's a labeling of the Vice President as a DEI hire. You yourself have prided yourself on giving both men and women opportunities at your organization. What do you think of this message that attacks the race and gender of an opponent?
Yeah, I don't judge people by their politics, who they vote for, or any of that stuff. And listen, I don't know Kamala. She seems like she's a nice person. I have nothing against her whatsoever. And like I said, I'm not political, but do I think that she is fit for the job? I do not, personally. Politics are the most disgusting, nasty, it's atrocious what is said in politics. And the things that are being said on one side are being said on the other side, too, about Trump and about his choice for vice president. It goes both ways. This isn't like, oh my God, look what's being said about Kamala. It goes both ways. They're both saying it. And like you said, it's it's already heated up and gotten nasty. And like you said earlier, it's only going to get nastier.
I don't know that it's going both ways to have the childless cat lady
come on, a DEI hire.
Who's calling you think that Vice President Kamala Harris is calling J.D. Vance a DEI hire, Dana? Come on.
But either way, she's going to say other nasty stuff about both of them. It goes both ways. As voters, what we need to do is cut through all the BS, and you have to look at who do you think is best fit to run the country for the next 4 years. That is our job as voters. All of this stuff is a bunch of nasty BS. Who's best fit to run the country? You as a voter, that's what you need to decide. Not, oh my God, he said this, and oh my God, she said that. There's going to be a lot of that over the next several months.
I mean,
especially the media. Cut through all the BS at the media on both sides. You guys, you guys are really bad. Fox is bad. Everybody's bad. Cut through the BS and vote for who you think is the most fit to run the country. That's our job as voters.
Yeah, it's pretty much that simple. But again, ask a Kamala Harris supporter. Tell me why you support Kamala without mentioning her gender, skin color, or the name Donald Trump. Let's see it. She's for no tax on tips. That's a Trump policy. She's for strong borders. She let in more illegal border crossers than any other borders are in the history of this country. What else you got? What else you got? By the way, this is how sick CNN is. Trump and Musk were talking nuclear power last night. CNN deceptively edits a clip to make it sound like they were downplaying the atomic bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. This is how disgusting CNN is, clip two.
I want to play one exchange that was kind of classic. Well, there were a lot of exchanges that were classic Donald Trump, but this one really stuck out to us.
And Nagasaki were bombed, but now they're like full cities again. So it's not as scary as people think, basically.
So that was more Elon Musk than Donald Trump talking about, sort of suggesting that what happened almost 80 years ago, I think 80 years ago next year, the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, now it's okay. Kind of trying to blow off the impact of that.
That's not what happened at all. In fact, I wonder if we have the full clip in my clip list here. I didn't even look. We probably... Actually, what we have is them talking about how bad nuclear war is. I've got that clip. So imagine... Now, Dana Bash. Here's a question. Do you think Dana Bash even had a clue? Do you think she chose that clip, or do you think some CNN producer gave her that clip? Do you think she knows? No, actually, Donald Trump and Elon Musk talked about how dangerous and bad nuclear war is. Now we need to do everything to stop nuclear war. Actually, that's what they talked about. And then they talked about the power of harnessing nuclear energy. And then when they were talking about how quickly Japan had rebuilt from the bombs and how impressive that was, that's what that conversation was about. And CNN completely deceptively edits it out and makes it sound like Trump and Musk are downplaying the results of an atomic bomb. I mean, these are sick people. Sick. So do you see how it always goes right back to my frustration here? Can you imagine a country without them? Again, they get to exist, they get to have their speech, whatever. I'm not saying anything extreme here. I'm saying, can you imagine a country where they aren't taken seriously? Can you imagine a country where they don't have any influence? Can you imagine a country where they don't sit here and deceptively edit and lie and deceive the American people? Why does that have to be such an unreachable dream? See, most people know CNN is a joke. Most people know CNN is corrupt. Most people know CNN is fake news and much worse, nasty people. This was unintentional humor last night, or maybe, I don't know, I'm assuming it was last night on the Colbert Show because it was everywhere this morning. Caitlin Collins, for some strange reason, is a guest with Stephen Colbert, and in perhaps the greatest late-night comedy moment in recent years, unintentional humor What was, because if you know, most people know, these late night talk shows are mostly scripted with the punchline and then the applause and the laugh meters. And so it's a live audience, but they flash a light that says applause or they flash a light that says laugh. Well, every once in a while, there's an organic moment. And this one did not go how they wanted. Stephen Colbert, Caitlin Collins accidentally have the greatest organic humor moment in modern late night comedy show history in clip 9.
He's kind of been thrown on his heels by this, and he's not really sure how to go after Vice President Harris. He knew his attack lines on President Biden. He really has struggled with how to go after someone who's 20 years younger than him, who is a different gender, a different race. It's kind of been this moment where he has not been able to coalesce around a single attack line.
I know you guys are objective over there, that you just report the news as it is.
Oh, I know. CNN makes a... I know.
Is that supposed to be a laugh line?
I wasn't supposed to be, but I guess it is.
Oh, I can't tell with Colbert sometimes. I mean, he's just so ridiculous. But it's just like, it's so hard to get a grasp on it. Because when he used to do was it the Daily Show guys, what he used to do like 20 years ago on Comedy Central? The Colbert Report? I mean, it was actually funny. He made fun of all the political sides. He was actually funny. But I can't even tell, because when he's like, oh, that's not supposed to be a punchline. That's not supposed to be a laugh line. But then at the end of it, he's like, but apparently it is. It's like, is that him admitting? It's like, yeah, everybody knows you're a joke. Yeah, everybody knows you're liars. Everybody knows you're fake news. I mean, that is just amazing. The whole audience, they didn't even get the laugh cue. They didn't even get the laugh cue, and they all laughed. But hold on a second. There's a little more to this clip, actually. All right, I've gone long here. We're going to have to come back to it. I've gone long. Folks, that is hilarious, okay? That is hilarious. All right, but there's another moment I want to kind of highlight there. We'll come back to it. I've gone long. Folks, InfoWarsStore.com. Please support us there. Support this great crew. By the way, if you were tuned in yesterday, we went long. I don't know what time. What time did you guys end up leaving last night? Probably like midnight? Yeah, so I did... What was it? I think seven. I did 7 straight hours yesterday. I did 3 hours in the war room. I did an hour with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. It's going to air Thursday on her show. And then the crew was up here till 11. I did another 3 hours with Alex and Harrison and Chase Geyser in studio covering the Musk-Trump interview. And then Alex was live on an X Spaces till almost midnight, and then the crew was up here. So please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. This hardworking crew and just everything we do here on air, it's so important for you to keep us on air, folks. We want to stay on air during this election cycle, but we need your financial support to do so. InfoWarsStore.com, that's how it's possible. Highest quality supplements, best deals on supplements. We got t-shirts, everything else, InfoWarsStore.com.
I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents. And first my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there. But one day they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We were shot up. The operation's bleeding to death. And that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have in come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance, 50-50, we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers. And these are the last runs of them, unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the Vitamin C with Zinc and the Rose Hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, all discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support, plus their great products. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time. Obviously, silver's doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce, right? So this is why
they've
central
got so
banks
many quadrillions
gold.
Of fake money. There's not, if there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh. So silver, historically, the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all-time highs, silver does better than gold. So silver grows faster. And there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Something else from this hilarious clip, and then maybe we'll just relive the humor one more time when the crowd organically laughs at the idea that CNN is somehow neutral or honest. But notice what Caitlin Collins is saying about Trump here. Go ahead and play it again.
Trump has kind of been thrown on his heels by this, and he's not really sure how to go after Vice President Harris. He knew his attack lines on President Biden. He really has struggled with how to go after someone who's 20 years younger than him, who is a different gender, a different race. It's kind of been this moment where
It's been this moment. What the hell is she? What moment is she living in? These people don't live in reality. They are lost in a world that doesn't exist. We're living in this moment where Trump doesn't know what to do with Kamala because she's a woman and she's black. I'm pretty sure nobody's really said anything as far as the Trump campaign is concerned or Trump himself about her being a woman. And as far as the race issue, the skin color issue, actually, I don't think there's been a moment there at all except a hilarious moment where Trump was saying how she's basically Indian one day and now she's black the next. She's Indian, she's African, she's Asian, you know, nobody knows what she is. It depends. So what moment are you talking about? She's stealing his policy with no tax on tips. She's running on secure borders. She's the border czar during more illegal border crossings than any other administration ever. It's not even close. He's also attacking on her on what she did to San Francisco, her term as a senator being the most radical liberal senator. What moment are you living in exactly? What moment is she talking about? We're in this moment. We're in this moment where Trump doesn't really know what to do. Like, you know. But see, here's what it really is. In their minds, they threw down the race card. We got you. We can't win on policy. We can't win on agenda. We can't win on past success. We can't win on prior record. We can't really win on anything. So let's just throw down the race card. Hey, she's black. Ha! See, we're in a moment now. We defeated Donald Trump. We're in a moment. We played the black card. Meanwhile, black men are not really fans of Kamala. I'll have more proof of that coming up. But here, let's get the organic crowd laughter one more time at CNN. Colbert saying, CNN tries to be neutral.
He's kind of been thrown on his heels by this, and he's not really sure how to go after
like Kamala and Willie
Vice
Brown's
President
office?
Harris. He knew his attack lines on President Biden. He really has struggled with how to go after someone who's 20 years younger than him, who is a different gender, a different race. It's kind of been this moment where he has not been able to coalesce around a single attack line.
I know you guys are objective over there, that you just report the news as it is. Oh, I know. CNN makes it. I know.
Was that supposed to be a laugh line?
I wasn't supposed to be, but I guess it is.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's hilarious. Was that supposed to be a laugh line? Keep living in your moment. Keep living in your moment. That is just too good, man. That is just too good. I got all these clips. We've been playing all these clips. You can't really find organic support for Kamala. I do wonder. There is some support. I'm not denying that it's not there. Obviously, there's some support there. But you talk to the average American, it's not there. Maybe it's in like a college campus, maybe. This guy goes into a Lowe's, Home Depot. Yeah, you think people at Lowe's or Home Depot are supporting Kamala Harris? Here's how that goes in clip 10.
Trump or Kamala?
Trump.
Trump or Kamala for president?
Trump.
Trump or Kamala?
Who?
Trump or Kamala?
Oh. Not Kamala.
Excuse me, sir. Trump or Kamala?
Trump.
Trump or Kamala?
Huh?
Trump or Kamala?
Oh, Trump for sure. Trump or Kamala?
Trump.
Trump or Kamala?
Trump.
Trump or Kamala?
How about if you stop doing that, please?
And then he gets kicked out. That's actually at a Walmart.
Trump or Kamala?
Trump.
Trump or Kamala for president?
Trump.
Not a single person said Kamala yet. Trump or Kamala?
What are you talking about?
For president, Trump or Kamala? You were the first person to say Kamala.
Right.
I don't really like her.
Well, I don't care. Hell.
What would you say to Trump if he was here right now?
I would shoot him.
Trump or Kamala, guys?
Trump.
Trump or Kamala for president?
Trump.
So the one anti-Trump guy says, F Trump, he's an a-hole, I'd shoot him. That's your average Democrat. That's your average Democrat. Probably don't even realize Trump just got shot a month ago. Probably don't even know it. You ever heard of the rapper Big X? Now, I think this is from a dating show. I'm not sure. I think it's from a dating show, but he's on, it looks like some sort of a set, and he's talking to this gal, and I think it's from this dating show where you like do like these spot interviews, and they decide whether they want to go on a date with you or not, and if they don't, they pop the balloon. So the fact that he's up here on a dating show in front of a woman saying he's going to vote Trump, I think even gives it more credence. So this is Big X. He's from Texas. This is Big X. Listen to this clip 15.
Kamala Harris.
Wait, hold on. Did we censor this? Okay, well, we'll just go ahead and stop that there, and maybe we can get that censored. And we'll come back to it then. So instead, here's another social media influencer. Do you like that term, though? Influencer? Like, oh, what are they influencing anyway? Most of it's probably not good. But anyway, here she is exposing how the Democrats are trying to buy these influencers off to get them to support Democrats. Clip 8.
My entire For You page right now is presidential stuff and the campaigns being AI and what to believe and what not to believe. Just the other day, I received an email for a paid promotion, paid, for me to make a video and post it on TikTok talking about the Democratic side. At the end of this email, it says, if you want to get things going, we'll send over an NDA for you to sign and we'll get started. I know a lot of people get their views and their opinions and their beliefs based off of what their favorite influencers are saying. Just know they might have been paid to say the things they're saying.
Now, see, that's the key point. If somebody organically believes in the ideas or policies of Kamala Harris, okay. That's not what you're getting, folks. These are paid for accounts and influencers. I mean, look at those two guys, those two young guys that, you know, yeah, I think we know the types they are. Sisson and I forget the other guy's name. Oh, they're all in for Biden. They're doing all Biden, 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 Biden. And then immediately Biden's gone. And now Harris, 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 Harris. They are paid for. They are bought and paid for. There is nothing organic about it. And so I would guess most of these social media accounts are not only bought and paid for support of Democrats, they're probably also amplified by bots, I would say. So it's not a coincidence. And look, let's be clear. Trump definitely is paying people for social media stuff too. I'm not saying it doesn't go both ways. But there's a difference. The Trump campaign will find people like the Dilly meme team, who already supports Trump, already does Trump memes and everything else, and they'll just say, hey, do you want to keep making Trump memes and do you want to do some ads for us and then maybe we can do a deal? I'm not saying I know they get paid. I'm just saying I know how the Trump campaign works. They go out and they find people that already support Trump and then they say, hey, do you want to cut a deal for some ads? The Democrats, they go out and find people that just have large followings, aren't even political, and they say, hey, we'll pay you money to get political and support us. So that's the difference here, and good for these other people like that girl calling it out.
Your grandma died all alone in the hospital. Your wife was fired over a mandate. Your teenage son has heart problems. You lost your business. They kicked you off of social media. Your two-year-old was forced to wear a mask. And now they want you to forget about the whole thing. Oh, hell no. We will never forget.
Live. Big Daddy.
I love Alex Jones a lot. He's been right about everything.
Alex Jones is always right.
Who's your daddy?
Alex Jones is daddy.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.